This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Oh, the band is back together, and I'll tell you, David, the man takes a few days off, and he comes back with tidings of good joy. Rico, what's going on, buddy?
Michael, my brother from another mother.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're sauntering back into town, and immediately you said, listen, I love these show topics, but I want to saunter back into the mix, and I have something that I need to break news on to start the show. So, David, he would not share with me. He only said, I need a moment at the start of the show. Someone has heard your concerns. That's all he told me. So before we get to the Tigers.
So do you need the breaking news sounder, Rico?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't need the breaking news sounder, David. But, David, I think it's the audience knows. When it comes to Spartan Stadium, is Mike a fan of Spartan Stadium, yes or no?
That would be a no.
Right. He's got a lot of concerns. He's got a lot of problems. Lots of problems.
A lot of mold.
Right. Now, one of the bigger concerns,
a lot of concrete.
Mike, yes. I'm working on that. But
okay.
This is a start.
I'm getting excited here.
This is a start. Okay. Because you often talk about what they serve and the artesian pretzels and the hot dogs and those types of things. Correct?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, the Bill Beekman special. Yeah.
MSU. Hold on. Let me get this right.
Okay.
MSU has hired Levy, the sports and entertainment hospitality leader. They will serve as the official food and beverage team across Michigan State University athletic venues.
Wait, so we don't have the lunch ladies from Bath High School anymore?
What? Yes, exactly. What does that mean? Here's a quote from Andy Lansing, the CEO of Levy. Ironically, his last name is Lansing. Michigan State is an iconic institution, and we look forward to bringing the Spartan faithful together around experiences that will celebrate great food, beverage, and tradition. Here's some things that you can look forward to, Mike.
Oh, let's hear that. Oh, this is, David, you hear this? You thought the portal was closed. This man's openly recruiting me right now. Kenny, he's spending those recruiting points right now. Go ahead, Rico, bring me on a visit.
A new, David, if we could just have some type of music. A new chef-crafted Spartan signature dishes and concessions only available on Michigan State game days. No, David, stop that.
No, actually when the defense comes on the field.
Updated concession concepts along with fan favorite mainstays like Melting Moments that will stay around. On-the-go markets and mobile stands equipped for self-service technology to increase speed and convenience, and upscale refresh in premium areas with curated menus for each game and a modern chef tables presentation, pregame and special event foods and beverage pop-ups from football tailgates to Izzo basketball pregame celebrations. Secure cashless transactions for Swift premium and faster lines, for Swift payments, I'm sorry, and continued opportunities for local community organizations and nonprofit groups to participate in game days. Now, who is Levy, you guys are saying? Mike, this is where they're going to bring it home. Across the nation, Levy is known for food and beverage experiences at major sporting and entertainment events, including, yes,
yeah,
Michael.
Let me hear the list.
Grammy Awards, U.S. Open Tennis Championships, oh. Coachella Music Festival.
Oh, that's
they work at iconic events like split venues like Dodger Stadium, Wrigley Fields, United Center, okay. Barclay, Crypto, Intuit Dome, and
okay, we're good.
No. The Piste de la Resistance.
Oh, let me hear this.
The Kentucky Derby.
Oh. All right, listen. Here's what I'm going to say. What if I told you that the hot dogs that have been on the roller since 1987 were no longer available. Listen, Rico has come back into the fold, people. This is strong to very strong news. This is good. This is a step. Now, you know my stance. If they get serious and they actually want to try to win things and stuff again, as I'm sure Kenny is cackling right now, Rico, there is a world where you and I walk into that stadium arm in arm like Bert and Ernie and have tickets again. But it's going to take a while. But I want to say this is a step. This is big news. The big man has brought big news.
Well, I know you and you hate the hot dogs and you hate the menu and the pretzels and, as you said, the Beekman special. They're going to upgrade. They heard your crying and said, yeah, we're going to revamp this thing. We're going to keep the melting
moments. Bags of popcorn since we lost in the Silver Dome at the Cherry Bowl to Army 6-3.
Well, you know.
Thank you, Doug. Oh, and by the way, Rico, I'm just warning you, at some point during the show today, I have been victimized by the drop police, and there's an absolutely egregious, because when they're going to play it, it will be egregious. What I said had nothing to do with the subject matter, but I'll just tell you this. You have walked back into, this is worse than the NC State white helmet drop. This is far worse.
I don't think any.
It's worse than that.
I don't think anything can be better than that.
It's better. It's better, and by that I mean worse. It was so bad, I'm actually proud of David and Kenny because they got me. I do a good job not making myself a drop. I failed, and by that, they succeeded.
Here's the beauty of it. Thank God that I was the only one there Friday because there was a bunch of drops that Rieger and I had, and I'm like, yep, these guys can't turn around fast enough, so they will fade away, and you had to hear it in order to see it.
I shouldn't have said that. Now we're going to go listen back.
Well, yeah, well, Kenny, I think you said a lot yesterday, and we'll probably leave that
there. I don't know what
there.
You're talking about. No. I have no concept of what you could possibly be speaking of.
I just want to say, before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's program, and we'll take into Tiger another Tiger win. That's how I now say it. We don't take you to Tiger baseball. We just take you to a game in which baseball's played that the Tigers will win. But we have a lot to do. So, but this is news, Rico.
So is this enough to get you back? Is this enough for you to open up the computer and look at tickets? Not buy them.
No.
Not purchase them. But at least
what
consider.
What needs to happen is twofold. One, I need to see what the new athletic director does as far as a massive championship level fundraising drive. MSU is either going to get serious about spending $30 million a year on their football team, or they're not. Like, that's just the going rate. Not 40, not 45 like Texas, 30. You can spend your rev share of 20 and 21. You probably need another $10 million on top of that. So either spend 30 a year, let's get serious, to where we're actually like able, not just you and I, but I think every alum or fan, you can look beyond the disgusting state of the sport and go, we're playing for real stuff. They got to do that. And then the other thing, and it's all jokes aside, they got to let me up there with my power washer. They just got to turn me loose for about 10 days. I just clean the effing place.
Mike, what's that noise in the background? That's the power washer.
I'm live on the air, and I'm doing what I... It's my favorite outdoor activity, power washing. I love my power wash. Listen... They got to do something with the stadium. Now, this is a step. I'm proud of you. And this is big news. You have sauntered back into the fold with big news. But no, I need to see a real plan on how, like, look, right now, and I don't have the drop box because we're broadcasting from every corner of the planet today with studio renovations. Rico, let's check that trophy case update desk.
Dang. Okay, look, like, I can't get you wins. We got an upgrade in the
I know.
We did the sound system, the new video boards, now better food options. It baby steps.
It's
Mike.
A step.
I got nothing
step.
To do with what Jonathan Smith does on the field.
It's a step. I'm not going to minimize it. But it's not enough to get me across the Rainbow Bridge again.
I thought you would be excited about this. I'm like, they It's like they listened to the show, heard your cry. You gathered your minions and
then
you
hear
all
this.
Went and marched to Cole's house and said, we demand changes.
Then hear this, Michigan State. Knock half the stadium down and start over. Do exactly what they did at Oregon State at Reeser Stadium. Blow up half of that dump, and then I'll give you a deposit. Okay, then. Listen, huge news. I'm in a good mood, and we've got a lot to talk about, including David is very upset with the Pistons, and we can talk about it. Does everybody want to do the Tiger thing at three? I'm absolutely amped to get into the Tigers a little bit because, Rico, you're going to participate in something. There is a developing conversation in this town about the Tigers. Okay. And I hate it.
Well, I was about to say, and I just want to make it for the record, and hopefully we can squeeze this in the 3 o'clock hour. We need to get McKinstry in the All-Star game.
Okay, I'm leaving. Yep, that's I see what you're doing now. Welcome back. God, I wish there was a trap door like Dr. Evil. All right, listen. God, he knew it. David, I blame you. All right, we'll get in the mix next. That was big news. We're all back together. David, how do you want to play it, brother? Do you want to go your Langdon Festivus grievances, or do you want to go right into the Tiger thing? Captain this boat.
Let's go right into the Tiger thing.
Done. Tigers. David Festivus grievances later in the show, 97.1.